Dan rolling. Yeah, this shouldn't take a whole lot. Dan, looks sounds like you've got some new fertilizer guidelines for sugar beet growers in Minnesota, possibly even North Dakota, I suppose, too. But for the most part, Minnesota, looks like the major fertilizers, not a big change, but it's mostly in the micronutrients, huh?
Yeah, and what we did is add in just some data, some information regarding some trials that I've had over the past 5-10 years, just to try to tell growers where we're at, particularly with sulfur and with boron is the other one that there's been a lot of interest from growers on those two particular nutrients. So the main rundown of it, though, for growers, the majority, I think, sugar beet growers shouldn't really have to worry about those two nutrients. It's mainly going to be in some, I think, some isolated situations where there's a lot of sand in low organic matter fields or going to be the areas mainly of concern. But I just wanted to kind of put that out there in terms of where we're at, because I know that does come up. And we saw a couple of years ago with boron, with some sandier fields on some of the beet ridges, some questions coming back just because of the tissue analysis some of the growers were doing.
Sure. And over application of boron too could be detrimental, right?
Yeah, and we found that with soybean, with sugar beet, I didn't have as much direct evidence of it. There was one or two fields that we had that when we started getting to some higher rates that it was starting to get to be a problem where we maybe saw a slight reduction in tonnage. So it's one of the things to watch out for, particularly with boron, is it's pretty easy to overdo it. So that's one of the things just to be aware of, that if you're going to try it, that's why I wanted to put some recommendations in there, at least on some rates to kind of stick to, just to try to ensure that we're going to see any negative effects to it. So that was kind of the main thing, the main emphasis at least to put in there, is just to give a little bit of guidance on maybe where in some of those isolated circumstances some things are looking, and on a trial basis then what growers could be looking at in terms of some application rates.
Okay. And some regionality to it too, I'm guessing, right? Between north and south?
Well, with boron, I mean, I think most of the southern region, I don't think I'd worry about it too much. And then a lot of the northern region, too, I think outside of some areas. I mean, some of the areas that we're getting reports was over around, like, Monoman County and some of those areas where it's really sandy. So I know in the southern region there's some growers with irrigated sands. They may be applying some sulfur. What we see with irrigation water is a fair amount of sulfate in that irrigation water, so I'm not as concerned about it. It's more of an issue early on if you have problems with sulfur, where you're going to see some issues with it. But there is a lot of regionality, and that's one of the things that the recommendations and what I put in there was never really meant to be something that's really across the entire region. It's going to be something that just to, again, to leave a little bit of guidance for growers if you're in some of those isolated circumstances where you might see a problem.
Yeah, sounds like it's more soil type driven then, huh?
Yeah, so sulfur, low organic matter soil, sandy soils are going to be more of an issue. The same thing with boron, because boron, a couple things tend to come into play. Sandy soils, low organic matter, but also droughty conditions, because when you start seeing a lot of the tissue concentrations come back low, it's generally in dry years. So there's always a question then whether or not a corrective measure is going to actually work, because if the symptom is more related to drought, then I would just be a little careful, because you may apply something and it really isn't solving the problem. So that's kind of the thing with some of these micronutrients. We see some interactions with climatic conditions with a lot of the crops that even if you get a low tissue test back, it's really hard to get a read whether or not it's a problem with a deficiency or if it's a problem essentially with just not enough water there for the plant to take up some of the nutrients that are in the soil.
All right, very good. Anything else that we need to be aware of?
No, I think that's all.
Very good. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Yep, see ya.
Bye.